Hi everybody, my name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I'm here in Toronto this week attending Agile 2008 conference hosted by Agile Alliance. Those of you that's the Channel 9 video that Brian Keller did with myself, Amy Rodriguez, and Brian Randall, you probably saw that I mentioned about the Agile pre-conference. Today, I have Mary Papendick and Grigori Melnick with me here today. The reason I could find them here in Toronto is because they are the program chairs for this year's Agile 2008 conference. They're going to be presenting at the Professional Developer Conference, Agile Pre-Con Day. So I thought I'll just do take a few minutes from their busy schedule here at the Agile 2008 and find out from them who they are and what they're going to be doing at the Agile Pre-Con, what are some of the topics that they're going to be covering. And so with that, I want to turn it over to Grigori so he can introduce himself, and then we'll also talk to Mary Papendick. Grigori, why don't you introduce yourself?
Welcome to, I guess the Agile Day at the PDC. I'm excited we're doing it this year. I guess both of us are excited. So I am a senior program planner / program manager. Again, titles don't matter, but I am with the Patterns and Practices Group. So I'm a team member of the Patterns and Practices Group at Microsoft, probably the most agile group there, and that was partially the reason why I joined them. And I have Enterprise Library and a whole bunch of other components in my portfolio, as well as a series of guidance projects that we run, including the most recent acceptance test engineering guidance project. So
great. So tell us, what is this program chair thing? Tell us, what is that all about?
The program chair thing is a volunteer position that, it's a burden that you take on for 13, 14 months that, you commit to and you plan the program. So we don't deal with budget and logistics. What we do, we plan the program, we pick the speakers, or at least make sure that the speakers can come and, suggest their topics. And
so you're the content owner.
Yeah,
so
we're the content owner. That's a really good word.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. One of the smartest decisions I made last year, because originally I was by myself in this game, was when I thought of inviting Mary to join me on this. Otherwise, I would have been pretty much dead and, just pulling this with 400 speakers and 35 tracks and 320 sessions by yourself would not be
possible. That feels like an Herculean task. So you're partner in crime.
Yes. Well, partner in crime, yes.
Right. There's Mary Papendick.
Yeah, the legendary Mary Papendick.
That's right. So, tell us about yourself, Mary. You don't need an introduction in the Agile community, but just for the sake of our general audience, tell us who you are.
Okay, so I started out life as a programmer back when programmers were called programmers instead of developers. And was quite good at process control programming, real-time programming, really good in assembly language, got very good in Fortran, that kind of stuff. I worked as a manager in an IT department in a manufacturing plant. While I was there, I learned about just-in-time manufacturing because we needed to do it in our plant in order to survive. And then I moved on to becoming involved in product development. And eventually I retired from 3M where I was working. I took an early retirement leave and I went to get back involved in software. And I did some project management for a government project. And I discovered this thing that people call waterfall. Now, yeah. I'd been involved in software for a long time, and I'd never actually heard of it before. And we were supposed to use it for this project, and it was predictably relatively much of a disaster. And I said, I got to write a book that says, these things that we used to do in our plant we call just-in-time that have become called lean these days, if we would use those ideas and principles in software development, life would be better. So I wrote this book called Lean Software Development based on that thesis. And then having written the book, I thought maybe I should talk about it. So I went to conferences and talked about it. And eventually started teaching classes on lean software development. Ended up writing another book because we learned so much from our classes. And so I talk about
people experiences too.
Yeah, and experiences. I work with lots of different companies around the world, many in Europe and other places. And talk about how to use lean principles to figure out how to do software development better. And it turns out, it ends up that agile practices are a real good implementation of lean in software development.
Super. By the way, that's a great book. We're happy to have you at the PDC. I'm sure our attendees will have fun with it.
There'll be two books, both versions.
Right.
The first one and then the actual, the practicality of implementing lean.
So Grigori, I mean, tell us what the attendees can expect at this pre-conference. What are you going to be doing?
We have two parts to it. So the first part would be, you know, Mary's appearance, and we'll do some overview of very quick overview just to set everybody on the right tone of Agile. But I think what the crowd would mainly want to hear is about some pragmatic tips on implementing lean. Wouldn't you say so?
Sure.
So and that's the type of the feedback that we're getting. So I think this is what we'll focus on. Mary's very keen on this no nonsense attitude and giving all the pragmatic advice. And also, one of the things you need to know about Mary, and that's actually one of the principles of lean, is waste elimination and the art of figuring out of what doesn't need to be done.
Absolutely.
And I think, again, there's some strategies that are worth picking and learning from. So
super. No doubt, the practical view is great, right? So people can walk out of the session and go, you know what, I've picked three practices that I can go implement tomorrow when I get back to work.
That's the plan. That's
super.
And then there's a second part. There's a second part to it where we actually give more of a Microsoft perspective on how we do Agile. And again, I'm not going to claim that this is going to be the whole kind of the corporate adoption or the way Microsoft does it in general. It's going to be the perspective of our group, patterns and practices based on a dozen plus projects. And we'll look at the practices. We're not going to really focus much on the process. We're much more concrete about certain practices and what worked, what didn't, what have we learned from it, how we plan on moving forward, and what kind of recommendations we can give our listeners.
Super. So one last question, Grigori. That sounds great. I definitely want to be there for this session, right? In terms of the audience, I expect there'll be attendees who are practicing Agile for a while. We can call themselves expert. To all the way, people who are kind of, either exploring or looking into or not quite sure what this Agile thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Who should go to your session? I mean, who's your target there?
Well, I think when we discuss this is going to be, interesting to both kind of audiences. Those who have tried it, those who are, well, actually, not just both, all kinds of audiences. Those who have tried, those who are in transition, because I'm sure they can, learn some new stuff, especially if they haven't looked at the lean perspective. And the newly interested people in that.
So we tend to have in the classes that we teach the broad array of different people with different backgrounds, and no matter where your background is, the concepts behind lean give you something to a direction to go, and you can head that way if you're close, and you can head that way if you're far away. It just sort of points you in this direction. So I think the level of experience with Agile or Lean doesn't matter. The level of experience with software development, of course, would be assumed, but that's a different issue.
But I think PDC is about it. So those are the professionals, and this is about the professional development in a way. So one thing I do want to mention is that it would be of interest to also teams that are globally distributed. So one of the topics of discussions would be how we form our teams, because many of our teams are globally distributed, and we have a baggage of learnings there that I think are unique in its own way, and we hope that the audience will learn something.
Yep, that's a great point, Grigori. That's one of the most often asked questions is around agile practices in a distributed team, right?
That's
obviously
the reality today.
Difficulties with time zones and whatnot, and cultural change differences as well. Great. I think it's going to be a great pre-conference. I'm really looking forward to it. And
super.
Thanks for your time today. I know you guys are busy at the Agile 2008.
Go have fun. Go back to our duties.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Thanks
Thank you
everything.
So much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We look forward to it.